The woke left is freaking out over Trump's immunity case before the Supreme Court this week. More and more pundits are realizing that in many ways, Trump has already won. And I'm going to show you exactly what they're freaking out over. And then, remember Biden's poll bounce we were hearing so much about of late? Yeah, it's gone. It's officially deflated. Wait until you see the latest polls. They are utter disaster for the incontinent in chief. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you stay sane in these insane times. So as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, last night, we unveiled our brand new Turley Talks app, our very own platform that can never, ever be canceled. It's a beautiful personal app that you can download completely free by clicking on that link below or by going to fight.turleytalks.com. This app is our way to declare our independence from all woke platforms that hate us and to tell the international woke police precisely where they can stick it. You're going to absolutely love it. Click on that link below or go to fight.turleytalks.com right now. The woke far left is over at Vox. That's Vox with a V, by the way, not to be confused with Fox with an F. The leftists over at Vox are very upset, and that's because it's beginning to dawn on them that President Trump has already won his immunity case before the Supreme Court. Now, they're not talking about the merits of the case per se. As far as the merits of Trump's case, this Vox report is absolutely, I mean, it's deliberately clueless. In this article, this guy pushes the same old tired leftist caricature of President Trump's immunity case by claiming that Trump's team is arguing that presidential immunity basically means a president could do whatever he wants, like throw everybody in jail or kill all his political opponents, and he can never, ever be held accountable for that. That is emphatically not what Trump's team is arguing. I know that's the nonsense that we're hearing from the likes of Rachel Maddow and all these far leftists over at MSNBC and CNN and Vox, right? Again, with a V, not to be confused with Fox. But that is emphatically not presidential immunity. Presidential immunity simply states that criminal prosecution of a former president must be predicated on impeachment and conviction. Impeachment in the House, conviction in the Senate. That is the constitutional procedure for holding a president accountable for his actions while in office, not corrupt Fulton County DAs. Otherwise, what? If criminal prosecution is not based on the objective standard of congressional impeachment and conviction, then what? Then every single subsequent president will be swamped with indictments after he leaves office. The law will now be permanently weaponized against every single president like it is in banana republics. Without the objective standard of prior congressional impeachment and conviction, post-presidential prosecution will be used as a weapon against every subsequent president from here on. And every president from now on will be sued multiple times. But regardless, even the far leftists over at Vox are recognizing that Trump in many ways has already won his immunity case. How so? Well, it's because the penultimate goal, just short of the successful immunity ruling that would toss out all of these cases against Trump, the penultimate goal is simply to delay these cases until after November so they don't interfere in the election like they were designed to do. And this Vox activist is upset that the Supreme Court is playing right along with that. This, to me, is so utterly bizarre with these left-wing activists disguised as journalists. Whenever it comes to a Supreme Court action or ruling that's even remotely favorable to President Trump, what do? These moral zombies accuse the court of weaponizing the law, of partisanizing the justice system. It's the most explicit form of projection imaginable. But this guy at Vox is absolutely livid that the Supreme Court, in taking up the immunity case this week, has completely stalled Jack Smith's J6 case against Trump. And in stalling it, they're all but guaranteeing that the case, if it's even allowed to continue, won't be able to begin trial until after November, thus overturning the whole rationale of this weaponized legalism in the first place. So Trump, that's why even leftists are admitting that Trump has won regardless of how the Supreme Court decides. So what do you think? How do you think the Supremes are going to rule on this? Let us know in the comment section below. Gang, as you know, we look out for each other on this channel. Your safety and security is our number one priority. So if you haven't secured the deed to your home as of yet, you need to click on that link below right now and protect yourself and your loved ones. Gang, I was shocked, seriously shocked, when I found out how easy it is to access the deed to my house, and not just access it, but actually change it. The deed to your home is the only document that proves you own it. But the problem is that the deeds to our homes are now all online, and criminals are free to find our deeds, forge our signatures, refile as the new owner of our homes, and then take out tons of loans using our home's equity and then sticking us with all the debt. But that's where our good friends over at Home Title Lock come in, gang. They're absolutely amazing. Home Title Lock gives you the peace of mind that the deed to your home is absolutely and completely protected. Click on that link below right now and use promo code TurleyTalks. And all you got to do is enter your address for your no obligation home title scan to see if you've already been a victim of deed theft. That's $100 value, absolutely, totally free with my promo code TurleyTalks. I told you we take care of each other here. So gang, don't wait for the worst to happen, only to regret that you didn't do something about it when you could have. Do what I've done. Do what countless patriots have done. Click on that link below right now and secure your home today. To make matters even worse for Biden, his poll bounce, his surge that the legacy media was championing over the last 3 weeks, has now been officially deflated. The latest Bloomberg Morning Consult poll now has Trump once again leading Biden in 6 of the 7 swing states. Trump is beating Biden by 7 in Arizona. He's up 6 in Georgia. He's up 8 in Nevada. He's up 10, yes, 10 in North Carolina. I've said this before. North Carolina is not a swing state. It's a solid red state with a Republican supermajority. It's got to be taken off the swing state list like Florida and Ohio have been. So he's up 10 in North Carolina. Trump is up by 1 in Pennsylvania, and he's up by 4 in Wisconsin. The one exception, interestingly, is Michigan, where the Bloomberg poll found Biden winning by 2. Altogether, Trump is beating Biden in the swing state by an average of 6 points. This is dominance, gang. This is total dominance. Whatever poll surge the legacy media was desperately trying to manufacture and fabricate for Biden has failed, and it has failed miserably. In fact, just to bring this home here, take a look at the top 3 polls here: Wisconsin, Arizona, and Georgia. Okay, gang, that's the election right there, right? If Trump wins all the states he won in 2020, which he's clearly set to do, that's the election. Those are the only states he needs to win. And he's winning them by a lot. Again, by comparison, this is what Wisconsin looked like in 2020. I mean, look at it. Biden was leading every single poll. His average lead was 7 points. Same with Arizona. He led by an average of about a point. Now Trump is absolutely crushing Biden in these very same states. So things are not looking good for Biden, to say the least. And if the woke activists at Vox are right, his pathetic attempts at lawfare aren't helping much either. Remember, gang, make sure to click on that link below and download our brand new Turley Talks app, our very own platform that can never, ever be canceled. It's a beautiful personal app that you can download completely free by clicking on that link below or going to fight.turleytalks.com. That is fight.turleytalks.com.